Welcome to episode 306 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Think of some of the most memorable corporate or event taglines. Just do it. Think different. Go for the gold. Is it in you? Let's go places. They suggest daring, confidence, boldness. There's an old saying, out with the old, in with the bold. A good mantra for the new year. How bold are you? As you move forward in this new year, how big are your dreams? How steady is your step? How willing are you to embrace the challenges? God has plans for you this year, plans that involve your growth, plans that involve you doing something in ministry, plans that will help you to bring others closer to Him, plans that will bring Him glory. From the scriptures, we know that the devil also has plans. He wants you to be distracted. It doesn't matter what it is that gets you off track. It could even be something that seems good, like investing time at work, in school, even with loved ones. Whatever it takes to consume enough of your time to keep you from praying, to keep you from worshiping, to keep you from service, to keep you away from the Word. He wants you to be deceived. He wants you to believe lies about how worthless or how incapable you are. He wants you to believe lies about how inconsequential that little sin is, how harmless that temptation is, how unnecessary it is to trouble God with that issue. He wants you to be doubtful. He wants you to be disillusioned. He wants you to be double-minded. He wants you to profess your faith in Christ with your mouth, but then to nullify that faith with contradictory behavior. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." The righteous are bold because they know that God is for them and what they have to say is important. Jesus' disciples prayed and asked for boldness. They knew that in order to spread the message of a crucified and resurrected Christ, they could not rely on their own strength. They needed spiritual power to complete the assignment which Jesus had left them to do upon his ascension to heaven. Acts 4 verse 31 tells us that after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. God gives us boldness when our objective is to obey and glorify Him with it. When the Apostle Paul was in prison, he wrote to the churches asking for prayer that he be bold in continuing to proclaim the gospel. Godly boldness is motivated by passion for Christ and His truth. It is rarely self-centered because it requires us to set aside our natural desire for comfort, acceptance, and popularity. For Paul to speak boldly would most likely mean more persecution. Remember that Stephen spoke boldly and became the first Christian martyr. As followers of Christ, we should pray as Paul did, that the Lord will grant us supernatural boldness to speak and live as He would have us do. In this age of great deception and resistance to truth, we need boldness more than ever. Boldness coupled with love and humility is like a light in the darkness. When we are convinced that our message is life-giving and eternal, we can speak with boldness, knowing that God will use it to impact our world. Boldness, in the biblical sense, is not a personality trait. A typically soft-spoken, introverted, calm person can be bold at a time when a typically driven, outspoken, brash person shrinks back. Boldness is acting by the power of the Holy Spirit on an urgent conviction in the face of some threat, some challenge, some uncertainty. Boldness is necessary for us to be able to do the things that God wants us to do. It is needed when we approach people to share the gospel with them. It is necessary when we are going to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. It is what propels us to take on that new project, to start that new ministry, to go on that mission trip. 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 to 9. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Here are four elements to Christian boldness. 1, a spirit-empowered conviction. 2, courage. 3, faith. And 4, urgency. If one of the elements is missing, we won't act boldly. Without sufficient conviction that something ought to be said or done, what's there to be bold about? Without sufficient courage, we don't have enough fiber in our conviction to face opposition or threats. Without faith that God will power our efforts, that courage won't be sustained. Without a sufficient sense of urgency, we lack the fire under our feet to get us moving. People who are half-hearted, fearful, or indifferent are by definition not bold. While I urge you to consider doing big things for Christ this year, boldness does not require you to take on a big project. Being bold may be as simple as talking to someone with whom you normally would not, or stepping out of your comfort zone by praying with a family member, friend, or coworker. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Let us be bold this year. Father, whatever it takes, decrease the hold that unbelieving fear has over our lives and increase our boldness to be ambassadors for you in what we say and do, even more so this year. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.